Greetings to the viewers at home in this lovely season where we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joyous season. I trust that you are enjoying this season with your loved ones. But even if you do not have loved ones, we have a message that we hope that will encourage you this evening. Isaiah 9 verses 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." These personalities of Christ speaks to each and every one of us. What the scripture says here, he says he is a wonderful counselor. And we know when we talk about counselor, we're talking about legal battles. And he comes into our lives. We had a sentence upon our lives. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death." So we were sentenced to death. But thank God that Christ came as a wonderful counselor who comes and stands on our behalf and stands and argues our case. Not only does he argue our case, he actually won our case. We are free people. The Bible says we are innocent because of what he has done, because of him winning a battle for us, because of him winning our case. We are no longer looking forward to the wrath of God, but we're looking forward to relationship with God because of what he has done. That's what we celebrate in this season, that he came, he argued our case, and today we can be called the righteousness of God. The Bible says he who had no sin became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God. But that's not all. The Bible says he is a mighty God. So it means whatever battles we're facing, we have him on our side fighting for us. Not only is he fighting for us, he is winning for us. He is an everlasting father. As long as we have him, we will never feel like orphans. For as long as we have him, we will never feel like outsiders. For as long as we have him, we will never feel lost. We know that from our fathers, that's where we get our sense of our identity. That's where we get our sense of DNA. So when the Bible says he's an everlasting father, it says when you have Christ, you will never spend a day without knowing who you are. You will never spend a day without knowing whose you are. So don't allow the world to tell you that you are nothing, because you have an everlasting father. Don't allow your circumstances to dictate who you are. Don't allow your background or anything for that matter dictate to you who you are. In this Christmas season, be reminded, whatever situation you might find yourself, you have an everlasting father. And finally, the Bible says he's a Prince of Peace. May the peace that surpasses all human understanding cover you in this festive season. And may you experience God speaking, breathing, and just inspiring peace into your life. May this season be joyous. May you enjoy it with loved ones. If you don't have loved ones around you, know that the one who loves you the most lives within you. He is your wonderful counselor, your mighty God, your everlasting father, and your Prince of Peace. Merry Christmas.
Welcome to Christmas Carols with Sam. Tonight we gather to celebrate the miraculous night when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was born. We also gather to celebrate the very special meaning Christmas has to each of us and our loved ones. We have our mastermind of this amazing production with us, Mr. Sam Chiwanda, and we have some questions for you. What was your inspiration for this project?
I tried this several times in my life. I did it in university. It didn't go too well. And later in 2012, I did it again. Only one person showed up to sing. And obviously, after meeting Sia, he taught me how it should be done. And here we are today doing it the way it should be done.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So the lesson is not to give up when you have a dream.
Yes.
Thank you for having this dream. What do you hope this project will do for all who hear it?
I think the most important thing is to draw us closer to God and help us understand that Christmas season is more about Christ being born in us and his death on Calvary. And as the pastor had mentioned earlier, it's my prayer that even those that don't have loved ones, even those that feel lonely, might have this project fill their hearts and fill that vacuum and bring them closer to God.
Thank you for sharing that. What has been your favorite part of planning this project?
I think for me, the favorite part is the humble spirit that these amazing musicians showed. These guys are highly talented. They shouldn't be sitting here at my call, but they all humbled themselves, listened to me, and embraced the project as if it was their own. For me, I'm left humbled.
That's awesome, and that truly embodies the spirit of Christmas. As we move to our first set of songs, let's reflect on the joy and peace of the night that Christ was born. Each song carries a story with it, whether it's the star that shone brightly, the shepherds that were following the bright star, the humble beginnings in Bethlehem, and the angels' heavenly chorus proclaiming the good news. So let's open our hearts as we journey back to that special night through the magic of music.
Yeah. silent stars go by. Yet in my heart, the
oh. The stars all brightly shining, good the night of a dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Yeah.
Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they play.
In fields where they lay, tending their sheep on a cold winter's night.
Israel.
They looked up and saw a star shining in the east, and to the earth it gave great.
He came to save the whole world.
the whole world look at him. What a sight to behold.
What a sight to behold.
What a sight to behold.
His name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Son of the living God.
Savior of the world. What a sight to behold. Can everybody look at all here?
Everybody so look at all.
Just take a look at him.
Take a look at him.
What a sight to behold.
His name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Oh, Savior.
He came to save the whole world.
Savior of the world.
Oh. What a sight to behold.
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 His name is Jesus. He's the Savior of the world. What a sight to behold. What is his name? His name is Jesus. Oh, let's give him glory. Hallelujah.
So Sam, the Christmas season evokes a feeling in the atmosphere. When we start seeing decorations and lights and hearing Christmas music, we start to feel things. And depending on where you are in the world, you experience it differently. So how, in your mind, how do you embody the African spirit during the Christmas season?
I think for Africa, Christmas is about family. Everybody goes home. All cities are empty. Nobody wants to be in the city. Mm-hmm. I know a couple of friends who tried to stay in town the last time it was Christmas. They left on Christmas Day and went home because they felt that gap of wanting to be with family.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember the same thing with us going to our grandparents' house and eating special food on Christmas. Not that it's complicated or complex, but the idea that there's special things for Christmas and you're with family. So we would love to hear one of your favorite memories of an African Christmas in your home. And please don't leave out any details. We want to know what you heard, what you saw, how the house smelled, all of those things that really bring Christmas home for us.
Now, we didn't have enough to buy Christmas trees, so we'd cut down a certain tree. I forgot its name. And we decorate it with some shiny kind of like strips. And then there's this thing we used to do with tissue, colored tissue, where we roll it and then put it across the house. And then we'll take cards and put them on top until Christmas season is over.
On the fireplace or anywhere that on the windows.
Yes.
All the cards from whenever. Yeah, remember that.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that with us. As we go into our next set is about worship. It's a reverent offering of worship to our Most High God, our God who chose to be born as a man so he could live among us and so he could carry out the plan of salvation. Each note and every lyric echoes the holiness and joy that was that sacred night. So let's lift our voices in praise and adoration for the King of Kings, embracing the love and hope that he brings to our lives.
Down on the mountain.
So Sam, what about food? Food is such a major part of our gatherings. Do you have any memories there around Christmas food?
Yes. I think during Christmas, it's goats and sheep and cows that suffer a lot, unfortunately, because there's meat in almost every home. Even in homes that don't have meat on a regular, on that day, they decide to have a special meal. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. At my grandmother's house, it was chicken. If there was chicken and rice, you knew it was a special time.
Yes.
So, Sam, most of the time we talk about cheer and joy during the holidays, but there are people who either suffered great loss or they don't have family to share Christmas with. How can they experience joy? And have you ever experienced something in your life where there wasn't joy, but somehow God brought a person into your life or a situation like that?
I think that's where Christianity comes in. Most of the times we focus on ourselves, we forget the people around us. I'll tell you a quick story. There was a day when we wanted rice at our house, and we're complaining to my mom, saying, we want rice. And my mom said, I don't have rice. You have to cook pap or nsima or sadza, others call it. Then after like 30 minutes, Auntie Stella Kamwendo knocked on the door with some rice.
On the same day?
On the same day.
Complaining about...
Yes. Then we thought it was a miracle. We thought God had answered our prayer. Then she said, I came 30 minutes ago, and I heard you guys saying you want rice. So I went back home, collected rice, and brought it to you. So I think we should pay attention to our neighbors, pay attention to our friends, pay attention to people around us so that we can be able to brighten their Christmas, because we don't know what they're going through during that season.
That's so true. Speaking of giving, you know, in the Bible we hear about the wise men and the gifts that they brought to Christ. I wonder if I was living in that time, what on earth would I give baby Jesus? And I wouldn't know. I would go to, there was no Woolworths to go to. So as we celebrate Christ's birthday every single year, so what can we give him as a gift? What is something that we can do this year and every year coming to give a gift to him?
You know, we serve a very simple God, because he just wants our hearts. The moment we give him our hearts, the moment we give him ourselves, then he is content. He doesn't want too much. And I'll tell you something. I think also, when we take care of other people, we take care of God's children.
Amen.
And in the process, we've given something to him. I'll tell you something I do every Christmas, and I wish some of you can copy it. Have you ever noticed, I don't know with South Africa, but where I come from, there are people that sell in the streets. They'll sell mangoes, they'll sell fish, they'll sell... Now, Christmas Day, anybody selling definitely has a problem. Because everybody wants to be home, everybody wants to be with family. But if I have bananas, if I have potatoes and I'm selling, it means something is wrong. So what I do is I put a certain amount of money, I won't mention it. Then I drive my car with my money and I look for people who are randomly selling. Then I call them and I say, look, I want you to share everything you're having. Here is X amount. I want you to go buy fish, I want to go buy chicken, and just make a beautiful Christmas for your family. I'll tell you, I'm getting emotional because I have seen so many tears from people. I don't share the story, but it's amazing what you can see, that somebody just drops a bag of maize and says, I'm going to my children. A bag of rice, I'm going to my children.
Yeah, that's true. So many times we think about gifts or receiving gifts, but it's really about gratitude and about giving. So thank you for sharing that and making us, taking us on that journey with you. You know, the story of Christ's birth fills our hearts with joy, uniting us in gratitude and celebration. This Christmas, let's embrace the warmth of family, the spirit of giving, and the beauty of faith. Let's rejoice in the light that shines through darkness, bringing us peace and joy in this Christmas season. Merry Christmas.